We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the PHNX D-backs podcast right here on PHNX. Of course, I am your mayor of this place, the one and only Derek Montilla. This guy's the one and only Jesse Friedman, the vice mayor of this place. Jesse, how are you doing? Things are getting a little loose out there. We're talking about
things
we're not doing a good job.
Apparently, people are renting movies, and I swear people are just playing Madden every time I step foot in this office.
Willy Wonka's office. Out there, but of course, this show is brought to you by the fine folks at the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. We thank you guys for joining us. Hello to our friend Charles Woodall Pike in the comments, and hello to every one of you. Big hello to Tommy Henry, who was on the mound yesterday for the Arizona Diamondbacks, who had himself another good start. I know things have been rocky at times for him. We still don't know where Tommy Henry is going to fit in for this team in the future, but yesterday he definitely made a case for himself to continue to be a part of the starting rotation. 6 1/3,
yeah.
3 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts in a magnificent performance against, let's be honest, a Brewers team that was needed to do everything they could to win in that game. And Henry did an excellent job at keeping them limited on the base path.
Yeah, I mean, the Brewers really did have their backs against the wall in that game. And we'll get into what transpired after Tommy Henry left. Yeah, probably don't. But in a game that the Brewers really did have to win, Tommy Henry came out and had potentially his best start of the year, at least one of his best starts of the year at the big league level. So 6 1/3 innings, it's good to see him, pitch late, pitch deep into one of these games. He's had a few short outings here of late. Tommy Henry is just another guy who's in the mix for a starting rotation role next season. And there's a lot of those guys. There's a lot of young pitchers who are going to be in the mix for that role. So it's a good problem for the Diamondbacks to have, right? The more starting pitching depth you can have, the better. And Tommy Henry, I think, was really, really good yesterday.
Yeah, I think the thing about it, too, is as you alluded to when we're talking about what the Diamondbacks might do to help this bullpen that blew yesterday's game, it might come from these young guys. It might come from whoever doesn't end up as part of the starting rotation. So, you know, Tommy Henry, he could end up being a big part of this bullpen potentially. Days like yesterday, though, were days that I think kind of say otherwise, right? I think there's something to be said about how good he was yesterday in a starting role. And it looks like we're being joined once again by the one and only GM of PHNX, Saul Book.
At least, like, show your face, Saul. Yeah, my gosh. Like,
what am I supposed to do? There's two mics on the table.
All right.
Look at this. All right. Hey.
There he is.
Listen, guys. You know, when I come in, I bring the heat. You know, we saw that yesterday.
We're well aware.
I just want to throw this out there because we just have something that we can't sit on anymore.
What's that?
We have this. We have a fantastic new event that launches next Friday. This is a member exclusive.
Ooh.
Only right now, members can come to the first ever game at Mullett Arena.
Whoa.
And see what it is.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So if you're a member, you can go in our Discord. You can find out all the details. But it comes with food, comes with drinks, and it comes with a game ticket. So
I love it.
Yeah.
October 14th. Make sure to be there. I love that arena. I don't care what anybody says about that. I don't think that there's ever going to be a place to watch hockey like you're going to see at Mullett Arena.
Sorry to interrupt your
this is okay.
This is a Diamondback show last I checked. See, but, you know,
the funny thing about business there, Jesse.
I don't know if anybody needs to see the economics
of how we need to pay your salary. But yeah, we should have that discussion. Anyway, it's a member only exclusive for the time being. By the end of the week, we might open it up to everybody else. But honestly, I doubt there will be any tickets after this. So if you're not a member, now's the perfect time to join because you can definitely get your money's worth on this event.
It's a small arena, so the tickets are not going to be available for long. And not to mention this. I personally feel, and I think Leah can back me up on this, I feel like once games are that start to be played there, that people are going to want to be there. People are going to have FOMO. They're going to see how cool it is to watch hockey in that small of a venue. And I think people are going to be excited about it.
And if you get a PHNX membership, then you can read articles about baseball.
There you go.
So it all sort of fits together. By the way,
I'm sorry because I know the one thing you said before the show was don't let Saul.
I fucking told you. David. I was like, David, watch the door. David had one job.
And alas,
I blew it.
And alas,
one job.
But that was worth it. So.
That was worth it because that's going to be a fun time.
It's going to be amazing.
And I think there's something to be said about these events that we do all together. I will say that Jesse and I, even though we didn't get a lot of people to come out for our game time meetup for the final home series, it was a blast to hang out with those of you that showed up. You guys, it was great. And I mean, I'm excited about doing that more. I'm excited about getting together. You know, I mean, this is what it's all about. It's all about watching sports, having a good time. And the one thing that we always want you guys to know is we're fans also. Jesse's not allowed to say that, but I'll speak on his behalf. Jesse's a fan too, deep down inside. He's just not allowed to wear the hats and stuff, but it's different. But you know, of course we love hanging out with you guys. And of course, like I said, man, this meetup is something that there's not gonna be a lot of opportunities for something like this at Mullett Arena. I don't think.
I mean, free food, right?
Like, free food. Like, I mean,
what else do you need?
Four Peaks beers, you got everything you need. What we need is a bullpen, Jesse, and we'll get to that because we were still in the middle of talking about Tommy Henry, but Tommy Henry could be that answer for this bullpen. Yesterday, Corbin Carroll once again showed off his ludicrous speed with his second triple of the season. Slowed down in slow motion. It was art, Jesse. The faces that Corbin Carroll – because, like, Corbin Carroll goes so fast on the base path that it's like watching, like, a speed test – for like a roller coaster in slow motion, right? His like face gets pulled back and it doesn't look natural because you're looking at slow motion. His eyes get pulled and like everything on his face. And he's like, he looks like he's screaming. It's an incredible thing. The entire face he's making while he runs around the bases going that fast is incredible. The slow motion shot was incredible. But more than anything, his speed is ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is.
Defense can still use a little work, and I think we even saw that in yesterday's game. But,
yeah, I mean, his defense is still not. I mean, it's not horrible. We've seen
by no stretch
by current Diamondbacks outfielder standards. Maybe it still needs some work, but that's a pretty high bar that some of the other outfielders have set. But this was literally the fastest home to third base time recorded since 2020 in all of Major League Baseball. So it's been two years since anyone got from a home plate to third base as quickly as Corbin Carroll did in that game yesterday. So I have to be honest, I am not entirely convinced that if Tony Parascica had sent Corbin Carroll home, I am not convinced that he would have been out. I entirely believe there's a chance where Corbin Carroll could have had a possible inside the park home run in that situation. They were just sort of getting the ball to the cutoff man when he hit third base, and maybe a perfect throw gets him at home. Yeah. But any throw that's like a little bit offline, I'm pretty sure Corbin Carroll could have had an inside the park home run there.
And you know, here's the thing is like in games like that, you know, you might as well push the envelope because as we've seen, their speed, them, you know, extending those, getting that extra base really does make the other team make mistakes that they wouldn't normally make, right? So there is definitely an advantage, and Carroll showed that yesterday. The D-backs were up 4-1 in that game, Jesse, heading into the ninth inning.
It feels like a long time ago.
It feels like a long time ago because the bullpen then did what it did, allowing 3 runs in the bottom of the ninth to tie the game, followed up by 2 runs in the bottom of the 10th for a Milwaukee Brewers walk-off.
Yeah.
Hated it. Hated every minute of it. It is the Arizona Diamondbacks 41st league leading now. See ya, Texas Rangers. League leading 41st blown or not blown save, but loss for the bullpen this season. Jesse pointed out that the MLB record 42.
Yeah, they're pretty close.
They're pretty damn close.
And last I checked, there are 2 games remaining on the schedule.
As we discussed
right now. So there is a chance where the Diamondbacks could hold this record. But maybe Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly on the mound for the last two
games.
They're
not part of the bullpen, Jesse.
They are not. They are not. And hopefully the Diamondbacks can just be up by such a wide margin in these games that you don't even really have to worry about the bullpen spoiling anything.
Would you say like by 3 runs or more in the ninth inning?
Yeah, by maybe 12 runs in the ninth inning, something like that would maybe have fans feel comfortable at this point. But we've seen this movie just so many times throughout the season. And I know we have our ladies and gentlemen, the bullpen thing that all of you still seem to just like, it just resonates with everyone somehow. Yes. Even though we've posted that same thing like
42 times.
Yeah.
42 times, I believe. If not more.
Well, 41.
41
right 41. Now. 41.
Well, let's see if we get to post.
Don't speak it into existence, Derek.
Well, I'm gonna speak into existence, Jesse, is that the 41st loss by the bullpen of the year is ROG's performance to forget. Mm. And that's again what we're, of course. That's what you take OGs for sometimes. There's a wide variety of reasons why you would take OGs gummies, including to help you sleep. But to prevent yourself from remembering games like yesterday, OGs is the way to go. We've talked about their variety of strains. They're all about flavoring life. They have a wide variety of flavors. But most importantly, OGs right now has their brand new Sleep Edition gummy that I've been talking about almost every episode because I've never slept better. My sleep's never been back on track this much. I love the OG's sleep gummy. It is a 2-to-1 THC to CBN formula that not only helps you fall asleep, but stay asleep. That's the important part for me personally. And it's delicious. It's this new aqua berry flavor that's out of this world. So we highly recommend you check out OG's, not only their sleep edition gummy, but their entire variety of gummy. Sometimes you want to forget while you're still awake. So there's sativas for that. There's the hybrids, all sorts of stuff over at our friends at OG's. You can check them out online at ogsbrands.com. or on Instagram at OG's Brands. Make sure you're 21 years or older to enjoy and enjoy responsibly. Also, our friends from Four Peaks, speaking of enjoying things 21 and over, we got some pretty cool events in the works with Four Peaks. But if you are interested in not only having beers but experiencing spooky season, Four Peaks 8th Street Pub is the place to go. Their haunted brewery tours this spooky season are every Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So go out there, get as scared as Saul did, run through it screaming the entire time and have a blast. Must be 21 years or older to at least enjoy their beers and enjoy responsibly. I think the entire family might be able to enjoy their haunted brewery tours because they do have their food and it's a restaurant. So make sure to check that out with your family. If I'm wrong about that, I would check with Four Peaks because, I'm wrong about a lot of things. But I do know that those haunted brewery tours will be all spooky season Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. Postseason is here, Jesse. As much as the Brewers wanted to celebrate winning in 10 innings against the Diamondbacks, the Phillies snatched their joy with a win that thus ended the Brewers' postseason hopes. I was here for it. I was glad. Like after what happened, I was happy to see the Brewers be sad. The Brewers were eliminated from the playoffs after the best 50 games start in their franchise history. So you want to talk about a second half or not second half meltdown, but I guess 2/3 of the season meltdown.
Yeah,
that was that for them. Aaron Nola in that game had a perfect game going at one point. And one thing that delighted me and a lot of people on Twitter was the fact that while he was in the middle of the perfect game, Dusty Baker, manager of the Houston Astros, who the Philadelphia Phillies were playing, decided to just pull out any of the starters that were in the game and just put backup scrubs. A lot of people felt like he was trying to ensure that Aaron Nola would get the perfect game. But all sorts of fun things are happening now that we're wrapping up the season and we're starting to see who's in and who's out. The entire pool has been determined. Now it's just who ends up with the wild card spots, who ends up mostly with the NL East, right?
Yeah, the NL East, I want to say it's still possible that the Braves and Mets could swap spots at this point. But yeah, for sure, what we can say is that the 12 playoff teams are all determined at this point, which in some ways is maybe a bit of a letdown. I'm one of those people who always enjoys when there's, you know, still a playoff spot or two up for grabs.
Right up until the last day of the season.
That's always fun. There's also no game 163. I mean, based on the standings, I don't think we'd have one anyway. But with how the rules work for the playoffs at this point, there is no possibility of playing a game 163. They just use head-to-head records for tiebreakers at this point. So, yeah, nothing too crazy exciting down the stretch here in the last couple of days of the season. But the playoffs are right around the corner, Derek. We're just a few days away at this point. And based on what all of you said on Twitter the other day, I guess this is last night when we asked you all, it seems like a Cardinals-Mariners World Series is what everyone is craving for at this point. So we'll see if that happens.
I've seen that. I've seen Tampa Bay kind of thrown in there. I know a lot of people.
Some people, yes.
David Peralta.
Yeah, David Peralta. There were a lot of shout outs for him, too. But I don't know if I really saw any team in the American League other than Tampa and Seattle being mentioned by people. And in the National League, it seems like the St. Louis Cardinals are pretty much the team that all of you guys want in the World Series. So I don't know if the Cardinals are necessarily favorites in that battle. There are some pretty good teams in the National League that would be in their way, but anything can happen in the MLB postseason. That's something we know for sure.
Motion agrees with Jesse saying no game 163 isn't fun. I disagree. We've already played 162 fucking games. I'm done with the season. Can we move on to the postseason? I don't need a 163rd game, Jesse. I don't care how fun it is. This season is already too long as it stands. I will say that at least some of the races did come down to the final, you know, week or so for sure. them to kind of finalize. But still, it's too much baseball. Too much baseball. Postseason is exciting. I'm ready to get onto that. I think that, you know, again, this month is going to be a lot of fun. I think the World Series has the potential to be a lot of fun, unless it ends up like a Dodgers Yankees World Series, and then
that would be pretty
devastating to like the rest of baseball fans. Besides,
at that point, I don't think we'd even really bother to talk about what's happening in the World Series.
There it happens.
Yeah, we would just be talking about like off-season moves and things at that point. But it will be interesting this October, just seeing what it's like having series for the wild card round instead of, you know, the one game playoff that we've had for a number of years now. I know a lot of people did enjoy the one game setup where it's, you know, it's all or nothing. It's do or die. And there's a lot of excitement that comes with that game. But it never really felt fair to put like a team's entire 162 game season, you know, in the hands of one game where really anything can happen. So a three game series probably makes more sense at the end of the day. And of course, if, you know, if each team takes one of the first two games, then you still have your do or die game three matchup. So we'll have to see how all that turns out.
The idea of baseball, a game where almost every single game is played as part of a series during the regular season, this ridiculously long 162 game season, it was absurd to me that things came down to a one game playoff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, at the very least, you're playing two games against a team during the regular season. And after all of that, it's all going to come down to one game.
Yeah, like, it was never really right.
it makes sense for other sports, for sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense for baseball.
Yeah,
baseball,
could you imagine the NFL doing like, we're gonna do a seven-game series in the span of 10 days.
Good point. Yeah, that's pretty true.
It's like a little bit more, they mean do or die in like a literal sense at that point. Because, asking that of an NFL player would be, I don't know if their body could like actually survive.
No, not at all. We're not doing that, but... Kyle Dannon in the chat somehow admitted to being a part-time Dodgers fan, and now I don't know what's going to happen to him. I cannot protect him anymore, but we wish you the best out there, Kyle, in the chat. And also, I mean, we've talked about who we wanted to be in, who we were rooting for, I think, personally. But did you want to maybe narrow it down a little bit more, maybe a little bit less on who we want to be there and who you actually think is going to end up in the World Series?
Oh, yeah, I guess we should have that conversation too at some point. Like, right? Who's actually going to do the thing? I think the New York Mets are interesting. I know they just got swept by the Atlanta Braves, and that wasn't a great look for them with both Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom taking losses in that series. But I still think you have to respect, you know, a Jacob DeGrom, Max Scherzer 1-2 punch in a postseason series. Like, there's a lot there. I don't know if the Mets offense is necessarily built for a long postseason run, but you know, Pete Alonso hits enough home runs. Maybe there's a route for them to get there.
Eduardo Escobar has been playing.
Eduardo Escobar is, he's kind of turned a corner a little bit for them as well. So, I mean, it's hard, honestly, Derek, to bet against the Dodgers. Like, if you're just talking about realistically who has the best chance, I think we can honestly say that the Dodgers are, on paper, they're the most talented team in baseball. And I'm not even really sure that's close at this point. But yeah, I mean, the Astros maybe in the American League sort of have the same role where they seem just head and shoulders above every other team in the American League on paper. Yeah. But you have to remember, like, this is the playoffs.
Teams aren't played on paper. They're played inside a television sets. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. In baseball, like, you just never know what's going to happen in the playoffs. It's just a matter of getting hot at the right times. And
that's very true.
And so, yeah, you just never really know what can happen.
And there's something about the Mets losing the way they did in that series to the Braves that, as much as it feels like, you know, wow, they really don't have the momentum on their side right now as they go into the postseason, that strikes me as like the kind of fire that would fuel a team.
I can see that.
Like, just a wake up call that you guys are this good. You've kind of been favorites to come out of the National League at points all season long, potentially, or at least one of the top contenders.
Sure.
And now here you are, not even able to win your division when it counts against your biggest rival, right? So, like,
the Atlanta Braves are pretty good.
Like, they that's are not damn a, good. It's not I'm not taking anything away from them, but I'm thinking, my point being is that a loss like that to the Braves might be motivating this team as much as you might think that it's kind of impeding their, you know, their steam as they come here into the postseason, right? One of the reasons why the Atlanta Braves are the current reigning World Series champion is because they got on a run at the right time last year.
Yeah, and now this year, they really did.
They've won 100 games, so it's like they didn't slow down one bit. Something also that I'd like to point out about the Braves, as we've talked about before, is how much of their young talent they have under contract for a very long time.
It's wild.
This team has done the exact thing that we would only hope that the Diamondbacks could do with the young core they're developing right now. And that's a team that won the World Series. That is so hard to do, considering that everybody on that team, their stock rises, the amount you have to pay them rises. So, like, to be able to get people to buy in to forming a long-term contender, maybe a perennial World Series champion in Atlanta, it's not easy to do, especially with the success they had.
I mean, imagine, like, losing your franchise player in Freddie Freeman and then winning 100 games the next year. Like,
can't imagine it. I don't know what that's like.
Their core is just on another level. And I know Matt Olson started the year really well. He has not been what Freddie Freeman was for them.
Sure.
It's still a definite downgrade, but you can see how the Braves are just really good at managing their assets and making sure that they maximize their payroll. And they have all these guys under control, you know, for 2, 3, 4, you know, or 10 years in the case of a guy like Michael Harris. So it's a young core that's very, very good, and it's going to keep them in the mix for a long time.
I like Ben's comment. I think it's a double-edged sword because players can fall off, but you're still saddled with those contracts no matter what.
Yeah.
It's a great point, but
it's a risk.
It is a risk. And honestly, I think the benefit outweighs the risk just because of the fact that, like, when you're a team with exciting players like the Braves have, you know, you would rather roll the dice on those guys, you know, consistently performing for you. Now, there's also something to be said that once guys get under contract, they don't have that motivation anymore to get that big contract. That's what some people have accused Ketel Marte of even doing this season. You know, like, yes, the injuries piled up, but at times it didn't even feel like he was giving the same effort that he's given in past seasons. So I understand how that could be at least viewed that way. But I don't think that's going to be the case with the Braves. And I honestly don't really think that's the case with Marte. I think Marte just had you know, some hamstring issues that never fully went away. So we never got to really see Ketel Marte at 100% this season. But hopefully we'll see that next year.
The Phillies. The Phillies are a playoff team, Derek.
The Phillies are a playoff team.
For the first time since 2011.
What do you think about that?
They're interesting. Like,
feel like they should have been in before now.
Yeah, probably. I mean, they have like a few players that everyone knows, and then like nobody really knows the rest of the Phillies team, it feels like. I mean, there's Bryce Harper, right? There's Zach Wheeler, there's Aaron Nola, obviously. There's JT Realmuto. So they have like, they're kind of a top heavy baseball team. Kyle Schwarber, I guess, is another name a lot of people would be familiar with. But yeah, it's beyond that. They're sort of a top heavy baseball team. So beyond that, it's kind of hard to see, you know, where the Phillies, you know, how the Phillies got to be as good as they are. And they're not, I mean, they're not that good. They're going to win fewer than 90 games. They're going to be the last seed in the playoffs from the National League. But nonetheless, I mean, it's, you know, it's a big moment for them and their fan base finally getting back into the playoffs after more than a decade.
So in the comments, Elizabeth said all this talk about Phillies is making me want a cheesesteak. By the way, I am going to Philadelphia on Thursday.
Oh, this is true.
And that's all I'm going there for, is to eat cheesesteaks.
Yeah, you better not eat a single meal that is not a Philly cheesesteak.
It's going to be just Geno's, maybe some berries, Chubby's. There's a lot of
cheesesteak. You're just looking up cheesesteak places right now.
I've already had my plan out, like how I'm going to walk and eat cheesesteaks along the way. But I don't know. Is there anything else to do in Philadelphia besides be cold? I don't know. Maybe I'll peep in on the Philadelphia Phillies while I'm there, see how they're doing.
There you go.
We, of course, thank you guys that have already gotten your PHNX membership. If you haven't done so already, get down on it. That way you can get down on the ASU hockey game that we got going on October 14th. If you get an annual membership, you get yourself one of these T-shirts that I got behind me. Cody, the good boy, sits. He's the best coyote. Also, you can get yourself a month-to-month membership. If you're not interested in the annual membership, you'll get your first month for just 50 cents. Regardless of your membership access, you will get access to our members-only Discord and members-only discounts over at the PHNX Locker, so you can buy yourself your very own Cody if you don't get the annual membership. Those of you that are here in the chat right now, we thank you guys for joining us on your lunch, on your afternoon break. If you're just not doing anything, or if you're working and you're ignoring your work to be here with us, we thank you even more for it. Of course, make sure to subscribe to the PHNX YouTube channel. Also, sign up for notifications. That way you don't miss when any of our shows go live. If you're listening right now on your favorite audio podcasting app, please subscribe to us there and leave us a 5-star review. And also, if you check out our friends at Moore Furniture, who helped our office look this beautiful, all of this stuff that we have all around here is all because of them. So we thank them. I wish they would forgive me for beating my office chair. We're still in talks about that. But of course, if you want to make your office look as beautiful as our office, check out Moore Furniture's fall sale at moorefurniture.com. Todd Cowden literally just woke up. Well, welcome to the party, Todd. It's 1:27, sir. Let's have a talk about that sometime in the future. You know who doesn't sleep in until 1:30? That's Jordan Lawler. This man, he has too much hitting to do, has too much raking to do. He killed it in his first Arizona Fall League game. Went 2-for-3 with a home run, a single, 2 walks, 3 RBI, 3 runs scored, and 2 stolen bases, and a partridge in a pear tree. This man is insane. Jesse, what are your thoughts on him just absolutely stepping up in his first Arizona Fall League game?
It was pretty wild. I mean, Jordan Lawler, of course, was one of the big names entering the Arizona Fall League, right? He's one of the highest ranked prospects in the AFL this year. And I mean, to come out and make the first impression that he did was just very impressive. His single was like 102 miles an hour off the bat. The homer, I think, was a 106 off the bat. No cheap shots or anything in this game. It was hard contact. And then, yeah, you know, drawing a couple of walks. I think he just walked in his first at bat in the game today, which is happening as we speak. He's just growing into the player that I think a lot of Diamondbacks fans are hoping that he can be. And it's wild, Derek, like how fast this has all happened for him. I mean, he played in Visalia. He played in Hillsboro. He finished the year in Amarillo. And now here he is in the Fall League, which is basically the doorstep to the big leagues. And one game, right? But he looks like he is going to do very, very well there. He looked very, very comfortable in his first game. So if Jordan Lawler finishes out the fall league and continues to have success like he did yesterday, you're looking at next year being a pretty reasonable target to break into the big leagues, which is incredible for a guy who's basically having his first season of actual professional baseball after what happened to him last year. So it's really incredible what he's been able to do.
Providing you, of course, we're your fall guys right here, and we're going to be here all Arizona Fall League season providing you with updates. Right now, the Salt River Rafters are up by a score of 6-4. Our man, Jordan Lawler, is hitting DH today. He's 0-0 with a run scored and two walks. They're terrified.
Oh, he walked twice. There
walked
you go.
Twice. They're scared shitless of him.
So he's 2-for-3 with four walks
with
at
four
this
walks.
Point.
And yeah. What, six at-bats?
That would be seven.
Seven at-bats?
Plate appearances, technically.
Plate appearances.
The walks don't count as at-bats.
Walks don't count, so that's right. But of course, yeah, it's going to be fun to watch this guy. And I think that's a big added benefit to us getting to not only have the Arizona Fall League here to go watch prospects, but like Jesse said, to have one of the top prospects in this league be an Arizona Diamondback and somebody who you guys could go out and watch all Arizona Fall League season is quite fun. Fun. And I mean, the Fall League, they'll be some of the first to remind you about who you had a chance to see play there at one time way back when. So that's what this is about. And I mean, a lot of times it is the top prospects that are at a lower level. You're probably not going to see them in the bigs, you know, next season, but maybe 2 years from now, you'll see a lot of these names on their respective teams. So again, we've encouraged you guys to come out, but and you know, we know it's a little hot still, but make sure you get yourself out to a fall league game. Don't miss it this fall because it's
Josh says, where can I watch it? And the answer to that question is
in person at the ballpark.
Sorry, Josh. There are, I believe they will televise a few games on MLB Network. I think the Fall Stars game is always on MLB Network and the championship game as well. Maybe a couple of other ones. But yeah, I mean, the best way to watch the Fall League is to be out at the stadium regardless. So highly, highly recommend. And at some point, maybe we'll switch up our show schedule just a little bit in order to make it so that you don't have to pick between us and the Fall League.
Yeah, we're not going to make you always pick between us and the Fall League. Sometimes we'll be out there. Maybe we'll be broadcasting from a Fall League game. Ben reminds us tickets are $10. So, you know, you can pay for more than that in parking most places you go. So that's and parking's free, I think, at a lot of those games. So there,
yeah,
I give
really
you more
affordable
reasons to go out there. But of course, yeah, like Jesse said, the Fall League is just it's incredible. Don't miss your opportunity to get out there and see these guys play. More importantly, make sure that you check out our friends over at Underdog. We know you can't bet on Fall League on Underdog, but what you can do is you can do their pick'em game and you can select like our friend Shane Diefenbach did, as well as our man Marketing Max, and win yourself some cash. The more picks you add, the more money you win. Of course, I've bragged about my $1,000 win on pitch counts, but make sure you bet on whatever you want to bet on the Underdog Pick'ems game. There is a wide variety of choices, and all you have to do is decide on a higher or lower for any given statistic that's being provided to you. I saw one of the things that Shane won on was like higher fantasy points. You know, there's fantasy points, there's yardage, there's all sorts of things. I'll still never forgive Josh Allen for sinking my Pick'em, but of course, you can also be petty and have bitterness towards an athlete by getting down on the Underdog Fantasy Pick'em game, as well as the drafts that they have, which are a lot of fun as well. And here's the thing. We're going to help you out. First time you get on Underdog, we will double your first deposit up to $100. So make sure you do that. Take the full $100 value. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code PHNX, and get in on the action today. Also, we've been talking about Game Time. No, you cannot use Game Time to buy Arizona Fall League games. We checked, but that doesn't mean that it should stop you from getting out this fall, this winter, to all of your favorite events. Chase Field is going to be packed with events. Bad Bunny just came through. Elton John's coming by. These are all things that you can get tickets for on Game Time, up to 60% off at the last minute. And when we say last minute, wink, make sure to buy them the day of. That's the best time to buy your tickets on the Game Time app. It's great for you procrastinators. It gives you more of a reason to procrastinate. And the best way to support us is by buying your tickets through the link in the show description or right there in our comments. So thank you, Leah, for putting that out there. And we thank you guys for checking out Game Time. It's absolutely the best way to buy your tickets. Jesse, you and I have been doing this for a long time, right? And here's the thing.
Yes.
Is I was going through some DMs. I was going through some messages. I was clearing some stuff out. And I don't know, Leah, do you have this ready to go perchance?
It depends on what it is.
It was the DM from Jesse that I sent
you. Oh, yep.
All right.
This can't be good.
Are you ready?
One day a young man DM'd me, guys, on Twitter. A young 16-year-old man named Jesse Friedman.
Oh, no.
And this is the direct message I received. It said, "Hey, I'm a 16-year-old sports analyst, and I just released a new podcast that brings listeners MLB news in 54 seconds per day." Jesse, 54 seconds?
I did that for.
Oh, my God.
I did that for like a few months. Then I got so burnt out.
I can only imagine.
Because I did it every single day, and I would record these shows like 100 times.
Oh no.
Because 54 seconds is a very arbitrary number. And to this day, I'm not really sure why I picked
it. 54.
I honestly couldn't tell you. I think I just like picked a number. And somehow 54 was the number that I picked, but I would re-record these shows over and over and over again because it had to be exactly 54 seconds long in the end.
So you've been doing this to yourself for a long time. You've been setting arbitrary rules that no one has to follow.
Yeah.
But you enforce
for
on
a
yourself.
While. I wanted our show to be exactly 42 minutes
he
and 28
did.
Seconds
it
every
was
time.
Absurd. I didn't
but
understand why.
Derek was just not receptive to that for some reason.
He's getting mad at me when we're at 42:12. I was like, that's close enough, Jesse. We'll fill in the rest with like music or something. I don't know. But I want to say,
what was I even asking you
Michael
for?
McDermott says, someone in the chat want to give me context about this. I can't listen with sound on right now. No, Michael. No, you have to listen with sound or you come back and listen again later. Here's the thing is Jesse just wanted me to check out his podcast.
Okay.
I think that's
wait,
all
so
it was.
I said I'd love to hear your
thoughts on
the show.
Just visit the webgem.net, proprietary information right there. Keep up the good work.
Interesting.
You keep up the good work. So, like, Jesse then wanted to meet with me randomly one day to ask me if he should keep doing this. And I told him no. I was like, get out of this as fast as you can. You were complaining about doing shows every day. Now look at what you do.
Yeah.
This is way more than 54 seconds.
Yeah, we met it. We got lunch somewhere.
We did.
Somewhere
Willy's
downtown.
Tacos.
Willy's Tacos right. By the stadium. And I was just like, there's this crazy guy working for ArizonaSports.com who's been writing Diamondbacks articles for forever. And you were the host of the Ain't No Thing podcast at one point.
I did do that. And here's the thing is we have been apparently destined to do this together since Jesse was 16 years old, maybe even earlier than that. I don't know how far back this connection goes, but
I'm pretty sure I thought you were utterly crazy when I first met you.
I'm
that perception
sure
hasn't really changed.
Did you see a response to that DM in that screenshot?
No,
I don't think there was
a
response.
I did
was
not
there
see
folks?
A response.
I don't think there was, but I think that says all that I need to say about my feelings on Jesse at the time, but I was proud of a 16-year-old for doing the damn thing. And I'm proud of you now for being so young that people don't even realize how young this guy is when he's doing this. And of course, we thank you guys. I saw somewhere that Chris had comments. Wait, can you scroll back? Because Chris had a comment about she's eyeing Lil Nas tickets on Game Time. I'm going with you. Let's
ooh,
go.
There you
let's
go.
Go. I want to go see Lil Nas. I love Lil Nas. By the way, for those of you that don't know, I do wrestling stuff. I actually come out to a Lil Nas song when I come out at wrestling shows.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's right. That's my entrance music. But of course, yeah, we got to go. Let's go. Let's buy Game Time tickets. Remember, day of, using our link. We'll talk about this offline. But Josh Hunt says, Jesse, if you DM Greg Schulte now, you'll be the D-backs broadcaster in 7 years. I'm pretty sure you already DM'd him. I'm pretty sure that already happened. So.
I already asked. And,
they said no.
No, Greg is Greg has been really great. I developed a relationship with Greg Schulte way back when I first did the impersonation, and he thought it was hilarious when I was like 12 years old, and we've kept in contact since. But Greg Schulte is the rightful play-by-play voice of the Arizona Diamondbacks. So I'm not trying to get in his way, that's for sure.
I actually had the honor of writing an article on Greg Schulte for Phoenix Magazine, and just the interview with him was one of the coolest things ever, especially considering like there's just something iconic about talking to that man about the World Series that the Diamondbacks won and being on the call. And
he's
all
probably
that.
Sick and tired of people asking him about it at this point. But
well, I don't know. Would you? I mean, it's the one really cool thing that's happened while you've done baseball. But here's what I will say is we're giving away a little bit of that piece of history this Thursday. You guys got to join us at 11 a.m. on our Thursday show. We put a tweet out there. So all we're requiring you guys to do, like, retweet and follow us that tweet. Then you have to be here on Thursday to claim your prize in the chat in person, right? But if you do that, we will have a variety of prizes for you guys, including Luis Gonzalez autographed baseball. We have a Brandon Webb autographed baseball. We have a program from the 2001 World Series, which is just bonkers. We were looking through it yesterday, and it's really thick. It's really big.
There's a lot of stuff in there.
They gave you your money's worth in 2001. Also, we have a variety of Arizona Diamondbacks merchandise from their giveaways all season long, including one grand prize package that pretty much contains one of everything that we have. Also, it contains the only hot dog race ketchup shirt that we currently have. So that's a limited edition special. You can't get that anywhere. You got to be in the race in order to get that. So make sure to tune in on Thursday. It's going to be a big show. Go on our Twitter account, retweet that tweet, like it. That way you're entered to win. We're going to pull names on Thursday. And hopefully, best of luck to all of you guys. We thank you guys for being here so much. We can't thank you enough for your support. We wouldn't be doing this without you. So again, we thank you guys for being here and supporting us. In the meantime, make sure to check out that tweet on our account at PHNX_DBacks. You can follow us on Twitter. I am at @Cap_Caveman with a K. Jesse is at Jesse N. Friedman, but all roads lead to at @PHNX_sports on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Again, we thank you guys so much for your time. We don't have any mustard shirts, of course, and you have to make sure to photograph yourself in the ketchup shirt and send it to Craig Morgan. It's a requirement. We'll talk about that after whoever wins. We'll figure that out later. But on behalf of Jesse, Lee, and myself, we again thank you guys so much for your time. And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but baseball is so much more fun when you get to watch Jordan Lawler tear it up in the Arizona Fall League.